This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Groups of supporters lined the roadways between Columbia Regional Airport and the city's downtown today in honor of fallen soldier Sterling Wyatt, a Columbia native who was killed July 11th while on patrol in Afghanistan. The procession honoring Wyatt was met by small groups of people lining the route from the airport to Wyatt's home, where the hearse stopped before leaving for the funeral home. Members of Wyatt's church, First Baptist on Broadway, waited outside on lawn chairs and the church steps, and then moved along the curb as the procession approached. Ken Hammond says he's known the family since Sterling Wyatt was born.
We've been in a state of shock and sadness, but the church has rallied around the family, and I think, like the community, we're lending them all the support we possibly can.
The visitation for Wyatt will be from 5 to 8 at First Baptist Church on Friday night. The memorial service is at 1 in the afternoon Saturday, also at First Baptist Church. Officials from the Mark Twain National Forest say this year could see a record number of forest fires. Missouri typically has a spring and fall fire season. Summer is usually quiet, but in June and July alone, 50 fires burned 4,000 acres in the National Forest. About 5,000 acres burned during an average year. Rick Case is the Assistant Forest Fire Management Officer for the Mark Twain National Forest. He says most wildfires are caused by lightning, accidents, or arson. This year, he's seen at least a dozen fires that were caused by mowing.
And they're doing it in the afternoon, and they're hitting a rock with a piece of metal, and the humidities are so low right now, and the fuels are so dry that it's actually sparking fires in the fields. And, you know, all of a sudden, they're off to the races with a grass fire behind them.
Case says areas near Salem and Fredericktown are most susceptible to fires. A large windstorm knocked down trees there in 2009. Now these dry, old logs are scattered across the ground and can easily provide fuel for a massive forest fire. New research by the University of Missouri School of Journalism shows that recent efforts to ban or restrict controversial books have been met with mixed results. The Columbia, Missourian reports local school districts considered bans or restrictions on more than 50 books in 32 districts since 2008. 12 of the 53 documented challenges resulted in a book's removal, with another 11 challenges resulting in restrictions. 29 challenges were unsuccessful. Federal weather forecasters predict the unusually hot, dry weather that's gripped much of the nation will linger into fall, especially for the parched heartland. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's outlook for August through October shows that nearly every state likely will have hotter than normal temperatures. Much of the Midwest is likely to be drier than normal, too. The forecast, issued today, indicates a high probability for little rain for all or parts of 15 states for August. The region encompasses Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, and Iowa, and the states surrounding them. The outlook improves a bit over 3 months, shrinking to just 8 states. Above normal rainfall is forecast for 6 of those states over the next 3 months, but that doesn't include Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.